the Attorney General now, Mr. President.
Hello?
The President, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
You in California?
No, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I just made the kickoff luncheon for the bowl game.
That's the stuff. Well, just called to wish you and Martha a Merry Christmas.
Well, I can
hear you. Yeah, fine, and, I thought the Hoffa thing went well.
Yes, I saw the press out here on television out here.
He looked, I think he created some sympathy for himself. What do you think? I didn't see it, but from... Yeah, well, you know, as he said, you know, I'll tell you, being in prison isn't all that what it's cracked up to be. You have some lonely days. And you start to think, too, let's face it, no useful purpose would be served by keeping him there any longer, John.
Yeah.
And his wife's sick and everything. Incidentally, on our other subject, I think we are better advised. We really just got to keep the lid on anything. Henry, of course, got all stirrups, says we got to get rid of Moore right away. And that's just the most ridiculous thing I can think of. You know what I mean, is that this is just a system and this and that. And I think the main thing is to keep it under as close control as we can. But we cannot move to do anything to discredit the uniform. That's what I'm convinced of.
I have talked to Mel Laird, and Mel has
I see.
But he made a very interesting comment. I was on over here one day, and I want to show you some memorandum that I've written to Henry about this. He warned him of it, and he said, cut it off.
I see.
He's actually backed up with him, and he's self-serving.
Isn't that interesting? But I think you've got to keep Henry and everybody else, keep them particularly off this track, doing it. I think on the Yeoman, I don't know whether John told you, I think the best course with him is to keep him here. In the Pentagon and under surveillance and let him know he's under surveillance, and that's that.
Yeah.
Because you see, if you have him running off to some base someplace, he's likely to brood about it and write a book. And if if he's here, he knows that we can watch him. And that also it doesn't give him anything to crab about. That's my feeling, at least. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they were there. I talked to, Henry, not to Haig. Yeah, Haig briefly attended on the phone, but Henry was in today, and I
tripped.
What? Did I what? Yeah, I would have the session, but I think it's important not to let Henry sort of blame all this for troubles and so forth. I think it's important to for Henry to sort of cool off and recognize that our best interests are served by not raising holy hell. I think in terms of security, yes, it makes sense. But I don't want Henry to sort of get to the point where he's where he thinks that every time anything comes out, but
paranoid
and that's right. In other words, the State Department's against him, the Joint Chiefs are against him. You know, he's thinking of it, John, solely in personal terms, and that's irrelevant. But the personal stuff is irrelevant. It isn't what this is all about. This is something that goes far beyond that.
Well,
I think you should. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Except then, as I said, he went to the other extreme and told Ehrlich yesterday or last night or something that now that said we ought to fire Moore right away. Well, now that's just ridiculous. That shows he's emotionally unbalanced. That's right. Fire somebody. His idea being that, well, by showing discipline there, that would scare Rogers. Well, now, for Christ's sakes, Rogers doesn't, it's, you know. Isn't that silly?
He doesn't know his adversary very well.
Nah. Well, anyway, give my best to Phoenix and the game. And
I will. Your telegram is going to be read on television tomorrow in connection with the truck program. It ought to be a big
one. Great. And play old golf.
All right, there is.
Hold him on to me. Okay, bye.